father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Chance to reflect back to 2017 and just where the playoffs began for you, and now you're going back to Jacksonville.
I don't really reflect it, but I remember. I remember that the last time we were there was that game. That's it.
How far have the expectations risen? Not that that there were no expectations in 2017, but the transformation of this franchise that went from being in the playoffs for the first time for 17 years to now expected to win in the playoffs with all your experience.
I don't understand.
How has the team grown? Because now,
we went there. I got you. We went to Jacksonville without Josh Allen, and now we have a whole different team with Josh Allen.
Do you feel like there's more pressure to win now?
No. Aren't we like the sixth? Aren't we the sixth seed? The whole world's not saying the Bills. No, nobody's talking about the Buffalo Bills. So I feel like, all the stress is not on our shoulders, The mindset is to win no matter what, right? Like, we play to be in the dance, right? We're dancing, Now we just need to be prom king and queen at the end. So, I feel like, nah, man. Everybody's, record is 0-0, I like our team against anybody. So, no, the pressure has not been, or more so I would say the anxiety is not through the roof. We respect every team that's in the tournament, and, it's just live to that next day, man.
This is the seventh straight.
Yeah.
Talk to a guy like Sam Franklin.
It's never been.
First time making it to the playoffs. How neat is it to share that experience with teammates who haven't been there yet?
Yeah, I think that it's super cool. And even a double teammate, right? I went to college with Sam Franklin. And there's, I think, a couple of other guys, too, that haven't been in the playoffs. If I'm correct, even Shaq, right? Has Shaq Lawson? Shaq Thompson?
Yeah, he said he was there once with Cam.
Okay. I just think that getting to a point of some type of success for players that have been in the NFL is amazing. But the beautiful part about them coming here is, we hold the standard of, the season is still going on, right? Like, we just have a longer season, you know? So don't think of it as nothing different, but it's beautiful to be able to experience that, you know? Because Sam is a good dude, and he plays hard. So imagine, like, putting your heart and soul into every play on special teams, whether he's in on defense or anything, and then never getting that opportunity to get there, right? And now he's on a team where he comes for the first year, and he has the opportunity to get there. So I'm happy that I could be a part of his journey. I'm happy that the Buffalo Bills could be a part of his journey. But, you know, Sam Franklin is here for bigger things than just making it, like, to the playoffs. So hopefully, you know, we push that further.
Deion, you just saw Trey celebrating his media award.
Yeah.
As a former winner, what's it like to see him join that fraternity?
It's just cool, man. I say, yeah, Trey. You know, the good people award, man, right? Like, you know, doing the extra bit when you might not have time, you know? But it's cool. It's cool to see another guy that deserves it have a similar piece of metal that will go home. I think it's dope. I really do.
He's been so much himself lately,
yeah.
Just since he got back here. What's it like seeing that?
What's it like seeing that? It's refreshing. I would say it's refreshing because, like, you know, like, this league weighs on you. And for Trey to go where? To the Rams, Ravens, or either way, vice versa, whatever, you know? And then for him to know that this is home, right? And then for him to come back here and he could be his full self and have the support system that he does and, you know, eat the same food and vibe the same way and know exactly where this is and where that is and who we are and the guys that have been here from the start, you know, like Trey has a couple of guys here that got drafted in the same class as him, you know, and it's beautiful to have your guys around that you started this journey with, but it's also to be great. It's also beautiful being at a place where you feel yourself and where you can be great and where you know exactly who the people are and you don't have to work on a new relationship from scratch, you know. Trey Way is back home and I'm happy for him.
Trey went through some difficult times in which he really closed himself off after the injuries. You guys saw the playful Trey. You always saw him.
Mm-hmm.
But what's it like for everybody else to see the playful Trey, be it what we saw in Hard Knocks, what we see in practice? You know, when he, now he's back here, he looks rejuvenated. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what she just asked, right? Like, Trey is where he's loved, and when you're somewhere where you're watered, there's a lot of room for you to grow.
Yeah, what's the vibe right now as you guys head into the playoffs?
We're enjoying success on a beautiful day of practice, and we're taking it one piece of the schedule at a time. You know, win each part of the schedule. You know, but the guys are cool. The guys are calm. Everybody's just right here. The calm before the storm. And I like it. I like where we're at. I like where the Bills are at, you know?
Why is it so beneficial to stay in that process or stay in the schedule, you know?
Yeah, because listening to the outside world and listening to anything that could derail you from your process, it could stress you out. Especially for people that have high anxiety, because a lot of people do, right? A lot of players do, a lot of coaches do, a lot of staff does, right? Like, just understanding that we're human and we're here because of our talents. We're here because of our hard work, and don't think of anything different, right? It's a one-game season now. Lay it all on the line and play with no regrets, and I guarantee you that we'll have a great outcome at the end of that game. Or whatever game is next, or whatever practice is next, or, you know, just stay stress-free. Be stress-free, live stress-free, and understand the mission that we're on.
At least on paper, years past, you guys have had potentially an easier path with playing out.
Oh, nobody cares about that.
You also talked about how you guys were the 16 in the most sort of talking about you guys then. What internally gives you guys the confidence that matters that you guys can ultimately get to?
We love our team. We have to play with our guys while they play with their guys and whatever team plays with who that they have. If we have to build a team going into the playoffs, how we keep our team exactly the way it is, you know? And I'm pretty sure Bean has made that decision too, which is why the team is exactly how it is. And me, I do get outside of my box, right? I'm a loose cannon, right? Wild Thornberry, that's me, yes. But if I'm saying I don't get outside of my lane, right? I'm a left tackle. I'm here to protect Josh, right? So I know what my job is going into this game. I got to protect Josh Allen, you know? And I have Joshua Hines Allen coming to get him. Or any one of those guys, old teammate Smoot, like they're all there, right? Like my job is to be a left tackle. My guards, my center, my right tackle, DBs, linebackers, GMs, head coaches, everybody knows their job, right? And if we're going into a battle, I know I'm not supposed to be up there on the scaffold. I'm supposed to be down and down here in the trenches. So we know where our strength and weaknesses are, and we stay in our lanes, which is why I have the most confidence, because I think like that, so does Josh, so does my center, so does my guards, so does everybody. Everybody is in the mindset of just do your job. That's it. The left tackle don't have to be the kick returner and express emotion. No, I'm a left tackle. I will do whatever I can do to my ability to protect the kid. That's why I like our guys. Of course. I would love to. You know, I truly think, you know, like even like the Pro Bowl or like some or something like, I don't know, like there was like a fun league or something like that. I think everybody should flip-flop positions. I think everybody on offense should maybe go to defense for the first quarter, then everybody on, like, it should just flip, right? And the skinny guys should be blockers and the big guys should be skill guys, you know, and let the quarterback still be a quarterback because he's the one that could throw. But that would be so much fun. Like, can you imagine, like, even like what? Like, Cody Ford caught a pass and ran for like 21 yards. The world went in an uproar. That's fun. Like, nobody wants to see the skinny guys do it all day, right? Put a big guy back there. Let Alec take a handoff. I just want to play tight end where I could block and catch, you know? That's cool, you know? It's cool with me, you know? Travis Scott's, you know? Vibing good, but yeah.
Been a minute since you had a touchdown, you do?
Yeah. No, I'm not due. I just want to win games, you know?
I've been asking the offensive linemen, do you have a favorite James Cook run from this season? It can be a touchdown, it can be just a non-touchdown. Like, what would be your favorite?
They're all my favorite. They're all beautiful. Brown's game was super dope. Panthers game was super dope. There's that one in the Browns game and the one in the Panthers game are my two favorites in this season.
Talk to you about those plays.
You know, Cook had to break tackles and stiff arm guys, and then he just – I think what stands out the most is it shows how fast he really is. Because he's so quick, but he doesn't look like he's running fast. And then when he gets close to a guy, all of a sudden it just starts separation. So I would say.
Different when you watch him back on film than it does live in the game. I know when you're in the game, you're doing your
course.
Job.
Yeah. It looks, I hate to say it, it looks slower in person. And then on film, it's like, you know, like you don't really see all of like the little exertion cuts. Like while you're playing, like you're blocking, and then you're like, oh, Cook was here, and now he's there, you know, and then it's like, how did he do it, you know, and then you look at film, and it's like, oh, he did that and that, but no, I think on film, he looks faster in the game. When he's close, it looks slow, because everybody's mushed up, and then all of a sudden, it's like, how did he get through there, and then he's scoring and running down and flipping into the end zone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.